And a very happy Thursday morning, everybody. Thursday, January 26th, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruisin' Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com. Tom Drake, otherwise known as the Guru of the Seas. On board the beautiful Oceana Serena, we have arrived in Puerto Limon, Costa Rica. It was a bumpy ride, sea day yesterday, bumpy ride to get here, and a rough ride to get into the port. It was quite a swell out there, and at one point the ship did pitch quite a bit, and a lot of plates went south, and a lot of brooms came out. But we're here now, we're docked, and over 400 guests have left to go on some tour, looking at a rainforest or some tree or some rock or whatever. Maybe some are looking for Giselle Bundchen, as I mentioned yesterday. Tom Brady's ex-wife is in town, somewhere in Costa Rica. She loves it down here. And according to the New York Post, she went horseback riding yesterday with her trainer, Valente, and they use saddles. Who knows? I do know this, small world. I know a guy who knows the trainer. Giselle's trainer lives in his building. I actually have the phone number for Valente. If I was doing Morning Zoo Radio, I'd be calling him right now going, "Hey, babe, are you getting to the end zone? Stop it. Come on, Guru. Your podcast is not about that. It's about what's happening in the cruise and travel industry today. So go ahead and roll the music." This is a story that the Guru can sink his guru teeth into, because I can give you some points about this. The Norwegian Gem is supposed to sail out of New York today, a 12-day one-way cruise to Panama City, same destination as us in a couple of days. But it's leaving New York late because the winds in New York are out of control, and it's mostly hot air coming from the mayor. 50-mile-an-hour winds in the New York Harbor, so the delaying departure, and the delay in departure will affect the itinerary. Yes, indeed, those are words I've heard for years in this business. Our itinerary has been affected, and the people on the Norwegian Gem that thought they were going to go to Bermuda, no. They're going to skip Bermuda in order to make the rest of the trip on time, or relatively on time. First point from the Guru: don't book a cruise for one particular port. It's the bad idea. If you want to go to Bermuda, hop a plane, go to Bermuda, spend 3 days, be bored out of your mind, and come back home and go, "Why'd we go there?" So they're going to skip Bermuda, but then, in addition, there'll be other adjustments to the itinerary in order to get to Panama City on time. And CruiseHive.com, it's a wonderful blog site. It really is, CruiseHive. They have a lot of great stories. I use them a lot of my research. They do the work, and I talk about it. And we're on the same page when it comes to looking inside the story. What does it really mean? So now that the Gem will leave late, it hasn't left. It's supposed to leave at 3 in the morning, but unless the winds drop, it could be 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. So they're going to have to adjust the itinerary. And also, remember, the cruise lines now are all about saving the environment by Tuesday. So they're trying to reduce the speed between ports. We didn't hear. Man, we went like a bat out of hell to get to Puerto Limon. This itinerary was done before they came up with the Sail and Sustain initiative. But most cruise lines now are trying to find a way to go slower between ports to burn less fuel so we can save the environment by next Tuesday. So the people on Norwegian Gem will probably have other adjustments to the itinerary before they finally get to Panama City on a one-way trip. And when the ship gets down there, they're going to turn around and give up, get fresh meat, and bring them all back to New York. No comment. All right, I comment a lot. I don't comment a lot, but I do sometimes make fun of our government, the United States of America, the greatest country in the world. But let's be honest. The government is bloated. It's inefficient. They overtax us. They don't do much. But, it's our government. What are you going to do? Well, just when I think our government is out of its mind, I see what happened in Mexico. Here's what happened in Mexico. They passed a law in Mexico. You can't smoke in just about anywhere in Mexico outdoors. You can't smoke in public places, beaches, parks, town squares, hotels, stadiums, and other areas, because they have a law now that makes it illegal to smoke in those places. This is the country where they machine gun tourists in vans, but you can't smoke in the beach. You can't sit off to the corner on a beach and have a cigarette. Oh no, you'll be fined $550. You're sitting there with your helmet, your Kevlar vest on, because you're worried about the cartels. Don't you dare have a cigarette. There's actually someone who's the head of Mexico's National Commission Against Addictions. Against addictions? Who supplies it? Where does it come from? What comes across the border? Cocaine, fentanyl, all comes out of Mexico. The cartels run the country, but we got the smoking straightened out. according to this article, roughly 16 million people, that's what they wrote, or 16 million rough people, they all smoke, and everybody smokes in Mexico. So now you're gonna tell the poor people that are afraid for their lives from the cartels, nervous as hell, wondering if, you know, about how they're gonna survive, you better not have a cigarette. We are concerned about your health. You can be fined, and there's already a law in the books where you can get up to 36 hours of jail time for those who, if a cop says stop smoking and you don't do it, he can put you in jail for 36 hours for not smoking. Are you serious? The Hard Rock Hotel in Riviera Maya, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula, which is just south of Cancun, which is where they were just machine-gunning tourists, right? They already posted signs, there'll be no smoking on this property. People here don't like to have, they have two places to smoke on a ship. And you know why? Because fire is the biggest danger on a ship. But a cigarette in Mexico, that's dangerous. Give it a rest. I mentioned the word milestone. It seems the cruise lines are really in love with the word milestone. Everything is a milestone. Yeah, our ship is in the water now. It's reached another milestone. We bought new furniture and it actually looks good where we thought it would. That's another milestone. Well, Celebrity yesterday, they reached a monumental milestone, according to Lisa Ludolf Perlow. She's the big boss at Celebrity. A monumental milestone. What would that be? They did $1 billion worth of business in one day. I don't know. What would it be? They gave the entire, every crew member got a raise or day off. That would be a monumental milestone. Nope. They announced the new captains of the Celebrity Ascent. Now, it's Ascent. A-S-C-E-N-T. Do not mispronounce and go Ascent. Okay? Hey, what ship you on? I'm on that Celebrity Ascent. No, it's Ascent. You're in the after the ship. You might be in the Ascent of the Ascent, but it's Ascent. So they have two captains. They're co-captains. They're 3 months on and 3 months off. What's the monumental milestone? They're brothers. Two Greek brothers. Dimitrios and Tassos Kafetsis. Dimitrios Kafetsis and Tassos Kafetsis. Those are the co-captains of the new Celebrity Ascent. Okay. But is it, honestly, Lisa, is it a monumental milestone? I read their bios. These guys are two good guys. 30 years in the company. I mean, really, they started at the bottom. They graduated from the academy and then began a cadet and all the way up. They've had their ticket since 2001, meaning that they're masters. They have their four stripes since 2001. They're good guys. Don't get me wrong. But a monumental milestone, according to Lisa Ludolf Perlow. I love saying that name. Speaking about the brothers being Dimitrios and Tassos Kazatsis, they have given so much to the Celebrity family over the years that we are like a second family. These poor guys probably thought they were getting fired. They came in, both of them together, you're out of here. No, we're giving you a new ship, the Ascent. Thank you very much. I'm going to be the captain of the Celebrity Ascent. It's a great story if you want to read it. It really is a good story. And you know what? Lisa Ludolf Peru, they do a nice job over there. I'm a little surprised it's not Captain Kate. Captain Kate is the face of Celebrity now because they're so much female driven. But we got two Greek guys. And now it's owned by Royal Caribbean. I had the opportunity to spend 2.5 months on the Celebrity Horizon a long, long time ago when Celebrity was owned by the Greeks. The X on Celebrity means sea, Chandras. The Chandras family owned Celebrity. And it was all Greek run. And it was an animal farm. They were out of control. These officers would come into the disco at midnight and tell the DJ, don't play that crap. You play what we want. And they'd play all this Greek oopah music and they would dance with each other and throw plates. And I'm not kidding. They would go up to female guests and go, hey, you like me? You want to be with the staff captain? I mean, unbelievable. Not anymore. Now Royal Caribbean owns it, publicly traded. It's a little bit different. They go up and go, hey, you want to be with the staff captain? Please? I made that part up. All right. Monumental milestone. There you go. You know, food, glorious food. That's from a musical, isn't it? It's all about food here at Oceana. All about food at Oceana. Luckily, they hired me, but all about food. Last night, I had dinner in the dining room with very close friends. And everybody except me, because I'm allergic to seafood, ordered the Dover sole. The Dover sole is like one of the signature dishes here. And they have to produce Dover sole in the dining room to a couple hundred people. This isn't like going to a little specialty restaurant. It came out perfect, every plate perfect. And then three guys pretty much swooped in on the table to debone it. That's an art in itself. They take the bone out of the Dover sole. And I'm looking at it going, I'm sorry, maybe I'm biased, But you don't get it on Princess Holiday American Celebrity. It just doesn't exist. It's all about food. And American Queen Voyages, they're the paddle wheeler and small ship company that runs in the rivers in the United States. I'm very jealous. I've never been in the United, never worked inside the United States. I've always been in Rome or some other place. I'm going to Mumbai in April, please. But anyway, American Queen Voyages is now sponsoring, according to this press release, the most watched cooking show on PBS. Now, the guru immediately looks at that, and I'm cynical. I'm like, the most watched. How many cooking shows are there on PBS? And this is my fear, that this little fun thing I'm doing will turn into a job. So I didn't go look and see how many cooking shows are on PBS, but I'm guessing they're not that many. But this is the most watched cooking show on PBS. It's partnered up with, what's it, America's Test Kitchen. That's what it's called. It's the most popular cooking show on PBS, America's Test Kitchen. And in America's Test Kitchen, you have you watch it, and there are opportunities for recipe development, storytelling, cooking demonstrations, hands-on experience. It's like, you know what? I had no idea that food was better than sex, but lately it looks like it. Some guys are having a lot of fun with a tomato and a cucumber. Let's go somewhere else with that. Anyway, American Queen Voyages is sponsoring it and partnering up with them, and they're going to develop things together, and they're going to create a synergy, because you know what? You have to have a synergy in our business. A synergy that reaches a milestone that's monumental. This is the best thing in the world. But I am reading about it. They have a culinary ambassador. Her name is Regina Charbonneau. And I'm sure people that listen to this podcast, they're very intelligent, they're very well-read, and they understand what's going on. You even know about this. But Regina Charbonneau is the culinary ambassador for American Queen Voyages. And she travels on these paddle wheelers going to places looking for stories, because one of the bosses said, at heart, we're an education company, meaning the American Queen Voyages. You go on there and you do learn, because you're going to all these places, Civil War places, wherever water is. Anyway, last year, Charbonneau spent a lot of time on paddle wheelers combing the rivers, because if you've been, some of our rivers, like the Hudson, it could use combing. It could use a lot, maybe some scraping too, maybe even a defoliating when you go to the spa. Anyway, she went up and down river towns looking for distinctive breweries, distilleries, donut shops, bakeries, and dive bars. This is a job for me and my buddy Larry. Me and my buddy Larry, he would live, this would be the dream come true, to go to distinctive breweries, you know, where they make actually beer out of donuts, you know, Larry be over the top, and distilleries and dive bars. Hey, come on. Who doesn't know dive bars better than a guy from Jersey with a drinking problem? Anyway, watch this show, America's Test Kitchen. It's on PBS. And the reason to watch it, because it's the most watched ship on cooking ship on PBS after all the ones that have left-wing liberal politics. So, all right, last story. Vancouver, I love this city, I say it all the time, and they are pumped up for the 2023 season. They expect, this was a press release, 334 ship calls in Vancouver. If you're going to sail to Alaska, you have a choice between Seattle and Vancouver. Here comes the guru, right? Now, the reason to choose Seattle is because if you're with Oceana, you're going to be in a small terminal, your own private terminal. But that terminal is also used by the breakaway, the Stowaway, and some of those other mega mothers. Vancouver is usually going to be congested. There used to be three or four ships in the port there. I forget the name. Canada Place Cruise Terminal. But right across from the cruise terminal is a great hotel. I believe it's the Fairmont. It's a beautiful city with a lot of great restaurants and things to do. So if you ask me, I would sail Alaska out of Vancouver, as opposed to Seattle. Plus, Seattle has a little issue with homeless people. I mean, the only person every time I'm there that doesn't ask me for money is the mayor. Let's leave it at that. Anyway, Vancouver is hot. I mean, it's a great city. Great Canada Place is a great terminal. Great hotels around there. And they expect to have 334 cruise calls, which will beat their best year. It was 2019. 1.1 million people sailed out of Vancouver. Unlike Bar Harbor and other places, they want this business. They're chasing this business. And so that's a little note from the guru. If you're thinking about Alaska, I would book it out of Vancouver. All right. And that's it. We've had a monumental milestone. We've had a couple of tips. Don't book a cruise from one port. If you're going to sail to Alaska, sail to Vancouver. And remember to subscribe to the podcast. Let me apologize. I shouldn't apologize for this. Yesterday, I sent a link out to all the subscribers. It was a little more difficult to get to the podcast because the link was to what's called the show page for this amazing, soon-to-be award-winning podcast. And the reason I did it is in case you missed any of the other podcasts, you could scroll down. They're all there. But there were too many steps. So today, you already got it. I send out the senior citizen easy link. One click, and you push a button, and bada bing, bada boom. But you can still subscribe at bestofcradio.com. But you can find this podcast anywhere. And that's probably the best bet. Choose one. Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Amazon Audible, TuneIn, Pod, you name it. You can, and you go there and follow it, and they'll notify you the minute this trick is available. All right, I kept it under good. Yesterday was 21 minutes, way too long. Come on, I was exhausted. I had a nap the rest of the day. 15 minutes, that's the most you're going to get. That's the most I want to do. Besides, beyond that, it gets a little tedious. Have a great Thursday. It is Thursday, right? Tomorrow, the Panama Canal. Very exciting for the guests. Me, a lot of concrete.